Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. There's no strike yet, but still no deal for SEPTA drivers. Talks between the transit agency and its workers have wrapped for the day with no formal negotiations scheduled for the weekend. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
A week after the expiration of their contract, SEPTA City Transit operators are still on the job. SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says it's encouraging that negotiations toward a new contract are still going on.
They have been productive and happy to report that there's ongoing discussions. You know, the last thing you want to hear is that they've stopped.
But she says it's difficult to negotiate raises when SEPTA's facing a $153 million deficit this year and has already announced plans for fare increases and service cuts.
Transport Workers Union Local 234 has been talking with District Council 33, the city's blue-collar workers union, about a possible joint strike at any time while the contract for suburban SEPTA drivers runs out Monday night. There has been a call for the governor to flex federal highway funds over to mass transit to help SEPTA continue. A Bucks County nonprofit dedicated to providing trained service dogs to military veterans is in need of a new home. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Alpha Bravo K9 has been around for nearly 10 years. The organization raises and trains service dogs for military veterans at no cost to the vet.
Service dogs are trained to do anything from nightmare disruptions, watching breathing patterns, retrieving items that they're dropping. It's a way for our veterans to come out of their isolation, be a part of their life again.
Jennifer Senichel is director and founder of training at Alpha Bravo K9. She says the organization based in Newtown is in need of help. The rent has gone up 650%. A new open space is needed for training by January 1st.
It costs $25,000 to train each dog over the course of 2 years. More information can be found at alphabravocanine.org. Officials in Camden County gathered for a conference today to see how better collaboration can counter food insecurity. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty was there.
There are many groups working to tackle hunger in Camden County, but they're not always working together. County Commissioner Virginia Betteridge says this conference brings people into one room to ensure they're all pulling in the same direction.
We're going to build relationships that are going to help the food bank, the churches, the 120 pantries that are around located throughout southern New Jersey.
The Food Bank of South Jersey has long been a leader in the fight against hunger. Senior Director of Programs and Services Sarah Geiger says these conversations are important.
To make sure that we are bringing all of our skill sets, all of our specialties to be the most efficient and create the best service for the people in need.
Geiger says the food bank assists more than 170,000 people a month, and the numbers have been climbing the last few months. Amtrak is getting $300 million in federal money to upgrade service on the Northeast Corridor. Governor Phil Murphy says that should lead to more reliable service on New Jersey transit trains, too. Murphy says the money from the Federal Railroad Administration will be used to improve the infrastructure on the tracks that New Jersey transit trains share with Amtrak. In a statement, the governor says the funding would pay for improvements, including new overhead catenary wires that, he says, should allow for more trains running faster. New Jersey Transit has been the source of riders' complaints after a series of delays and disruptions this year. Governor Josh Shapiro will once again be tasked with leading Pennsylvania while working with a divided legislature with the same partisan makeup as his first 2 years in office. While his agenda at times got stuck in the political mud, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth tells us the governor remains optimistic.
Governor Shapiro repeated his often used get stuff done multiple times when asked about how he plans to navigate the legislature.
The Democrats retain their majority in the House. The Republicans maintain their majority in the Senate. And I'm prepared to continue to work with both of them.
With the Republican sweep of the federal government, Shapiro says when he was Attorney General, he worked closely with Republican AG-elect Dave Sunday and has already reached out to him.
He's someone who I know will enforce the law without fear or favor. He'll bring his own approach to the job, as he should. He was chosen by the voters.
While other Democratic governors have announced they'll counter President-elect Donald Trump on mass deportation of undocumented immigrants, Shapiro says he'll wait to see what the plan actually is before he speaks out on it. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CRV Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CRV Hybrid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.